All right, we're holding Pesachim. Today's Amud is Pesachim Gimel Amud Aleph. Pesachim Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off Beis Amud Beis just to get our bearings. We know, of course, Pesachim starts off that the Erlar Basar, we do Bedika on the Erlar Basar, and of course we know the outcome is, when is that? That's the night of the 14th. The night of the 14th is when we do Bedika. But the Gemara and Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, seemingly, the Gemara says Kasal Kadaitach, they're arguing, what exactly does Ur mean? Does Ur mean, Rav Huna says it means Nagi, which we assume to mean day, and Rav Yehuda says lightly, which is how we know, which means light, which is how we paskin. So according to Rav Huna, the Gemara assumes the time for Bedika is actually the 14th by day. According to Rav Yehuda, the time for Bedika is 14th at night. Now, the word Ur certainly means light. That's not a machlekes. The challenge says, in the context of the Mishnah, does it mean night or does it mean day? Does light represent day? Or is Ur also a way of saying nighttime? That is the shaila. So the Gemara is in the middle of being, we've said, roughly 15 riyas to this discussion, to the shaila, whether Ur means night or means day. We had already on the Beis Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis already, we've quoted upwards of definitely 10 riyas, maybe even 11, and we left off right at the end of the page, about two dots, I think, Meisvei Marzucha, correct? We're Meisvei Marzucha right at Beis Amud Beis. At the bottom, we're continuing with riyas. We already did bring two successful riyas, that Ur means Urta, but we're not satisfied with bringing more riyas that Ur means Urta, says the Gemara, Meisvei Marzucha, top of Gimel Manalf. It's very nice. Anyway, very nice travels through Shas. We learn lots of different dinim because wherever the word Ur comes up, we use it as a riyas, our shayla. So we go through different topics. As now, we're going to go through the topic of the karbanis that a woman brings after she gives birth. Led us. How about Pelas Lar Shvani Mechon? A woman, top of Gimel Manav. A woman who is Mapelas, she has an eifel on the Ur, which is going to clearly mean the evening of the 81st day, the Ur of the 81st day. So before we go further in the Mishnah, what the Lach is Bisham, Machlekes Bisham Bezillah, just the basic Lach. A woman gives birth, we know, if she gives birth to a Zachar, she's tummy for 7 days, and then she has 33 Yemei Tara. That means even if she sees down those 33 days, she is Tar. And at the end, she brings her set of kabbanas. She brings the chatas oila. She brings her kabbanas at the end of the process, and she now is pure to be able to eat kachim. If she gives birth to the keva, all those times double. So she's tummy for 14 days. She then has 66 yimei tar, 66 days, where even though she sees dam, it's called dam tayer, the dam is tar, and she brings a carbon at the end of 80 days, and that's what we're referring to over here, at the end of 80 days, she goes and brings a carbon on the 81st day, she brings a carbon yeledes, she brings a carbon to chatas oila, and she's now able to partake in kachim when she brings that carbon. Now, the shaila is like this, if she has a second birth during that time period, during those 80 days, so you'll ask the obvious question, how is it shaykh to have another leda during the 80 days or 40 days for Zachar? Certainly, how do you have another leda? Pregnancy takes much more time than that. The answer is, when we say leda, we don't mean a viable birth. It could be even a nafel, even a miscarriage, as long as there's a status, which typically 40 days is the minimum, as long as there's status, as long as there is a status to this nafel, that's called a leda as well. Now, the separate leda requires a separate set of kabbanas. Every leda requires a separate set of kabbanas, except if it's within the time period of the 80 days or the prior chiv of leda, one would not need a separate carbon. Only if it comes after the 80 days would one need a separate carbon. And we learn this in the pasuk of Zeis Teresei Ledes Melamed Deimivia, one carbon for many different ledas. Now the shaila is, what if she miscarried on the night of the 81st? So what's the shaila? Do we say, since the 80 days were complete, she just didn't have a chance to bring the carbon because you're going to be karbanos by day, but the 80 days are complete, therefore she's chayav a separate set of karbanos? Or do we say no? Do we say that since the Maisa, she wasn't yet able to do the karbanos, it's as if her time wasn't complete yet, and one set of karbanos suffices for all? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Beishamai patron mekarban, Beishamai patters her from being a second set of karbanos, or Beisil mechayavim, Beisil is mechayav her in bringing a separate set of karbanos. What's the logic of Mechalikas? Again, Beisil holds that she already finished her zman. She's on the 81st, she's 80 days are up. She's at the night of the 81st. She just can't be in the carbon yet because it's nighttime, but she finished her zman, and therefore she's having a separate set of karbanas. Beshama says, no, since she can't be in the carbon yet, she's not yet, it's not yet considered that the zman is fully finished. Says the Mishnah, Amalam Beshama, Beshila Beshamai, Mishnah Ursh Mani Mechad, Miyam Mishman Mechad. What's between the night of the 81st, the day of the 31st, day of the 81st? Imshiva Leila Tumma, Leishla the carbon. If you're telling me that as the same halacha, shouldn't it be the same halacha legabe the karbanis as well? Meaning, just like you're maskim, that the night of the day of the 81st, right, you're certainly able to bring another carbon, and you, even if you didn't bring the carbon yet, if she has a miscarriage then, she's mechuyav to carbon, so to the night before, should be the same back then. But what do you see? You see from the conversation of Beishamai and Beisil, what was the lashon of Beisil to Beishamai? Maishna or miyayim. Ur clearly means the night. Simple. Miyam Shravechad, Shema Mina are Urtu, that's a clear raya that Ur is Urta. Shema Mina the Mar says indeed, that is a clear raya. Raya, I think, is number three of a keeping score. Clear raya number three that Ur in the Mishnah means Urta means nighttime. So Ur in our Mishnah is getting to be the night of the 14th. Meisvei, a further raya. Yachal, this is again a kasha, we could call it Meisvei because it's a kasha narfuna, raya Trabhuna. Yachal Yeh Nechal, or Shlishi, this is talking about Karbon Shlamim. You know the halacha is a Karbon Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. So the way it works is carbon kachikachim, not a carbon shlamim, kachikachim can be eaten for the day it's brought. Carbon, as we just said a moment ago, only brought by day. Kachikachim can be shechted, eaten that day and the night that follows. By the next morning, they're nicer. Kachim kalim, such as shlamim, are able to be eaten that day of the shechita, the night that follows, and the next day till shkia. I would have thought that's called the day it's brought is day one, the next day is day two, so the night after the next day would be really the night of day three. I would have thought, says the Gemara, Yachal v'yenechli or Shlishi. I would have thought the shlam could be eaten even the night of the third day, not the morning, but even the night. The dinu zvach nechal miyamechad shlam nechal miyamim. The zevach, I mean zevach means kachakachim. Zvachim could be eaten for 1 day, and shlamim could be eaten for 2 days. Mala halon by the kachakachim laila achar yom. Just like by kachakachim, we say you're allowed to eat the day it's brought and the following night. So too by shlamim, if it's allowed to be eaten the day it's brought and the following night, and then the next day, the following night after that should also go with it. I would think as well. Tam leimer b'yem zivchachim yechel umi macharas. That's the pasuk on the day you shechta you could eat umi macharas, and on the next day v'neiser ad yoim. But whatever's left over till that day, till the following day, it becomes neiser. But yoim unechel we darshin the pasuk v'neiser ad yoim we darshin the lashon while it's day you could eat on the second day v'nechel or shlishi. Here's the key words v'nechel or shlishi. But it cannot be eaten even or shlishi. We don't have havin it should be eaten on the third day. Havin was it should be eaten on the night before the third day, the Arshlishi. What is it called, the night before the day? The Arshlishi. That's Araya. That's the Araya that we need for our purposes. We have Araya. Okay. But says the Gemara further. By the way, this concept by Kachem of Lai Lai Chachayim is not an idea that comes up often. That even though normally we say the night first, by Erev, by Vayker, first goes night and goes day, by Kachem, there's a concept of Lai Lai Chachayim. And here's one of the primary case ideas where it comes up is about the Zman Achil, is always the night follows the day. So there was a Havmin of Ashlam Batu, you should say that. At the end of the second day, into the third night, Kamashma, we don't say that. Yach Yisuf Miab. Now I would think, okay, fine. So if you can't eat it on the night of the third day, burn it right away at night. Who says you wait till the morning to burn it? Vidinu. The Mara says, we can make an argument as follows. Zvacha Nechal Liyam Vilayla. Regla Kachikachim could be eaten for the day you shechted, the day it was brought, and the following night. And that's it. Ushlam Nechal Mishneyam Vilaylachad. And Shlam, now you've established could be eaten the day you shechted, the night after, and the following day after that, but not more than that. Ma'al Alon, just like by Zvacha, we'll call it, by Kachikachim, take a Vachil Shwey for the morning after the night. They can, when you can no longer eat it, you burn it right away that morning. So take a vachas achilas sreifa right after the zman achilas over has to be burnt. I've got take a vachilas sreifa. So too by the shlamim, I should say that once you reach that night after the second day, if I no longer can eat the night of the third day, I should burn it right away at night. So how do you know you wait till the morning? Tamal leimar vaneisim abasa zevach b'yem ashlishi v'esi sarif we darshim b'yem at the sarif v'yata sarfei v'layil. The pasuk says whatever's left over b'yem ashlishi should be burnt. We darshim only b'yem is a burnt. You don't burn by a night. You burn the nicer by day. Okay, but what's the right for our purposes? We already pointed out. Mitzikamar yeh nechel or l'shlishi the havin was the shalmish be eaten for the or shlishi the night of the third day. It calls the night of the third day the or alma or urtu again shmamina as a raya that lashon or is lashon of. Urta of nighttime, a fourth successful raya, another raya, Tashima. This is from a bright Siligam Yom Kippur. Ar Shem Kippurim, Mespal Shem Vesvada. The Ar of Yom Kippur, which so far it's not clear what Ar means, it's going to be clear in a moment that it means the night of Yom Kippur, the night when Yom Kippur starts. You daven Shmonesi, of course, with the seven brachas, Umesvada, and you say Vidui, Shachos, Shachos, here's this already is the indication what Ar means. Or you do Mispal Shev Misfada and Shachris. This is one of this basically what the rabbi had around the beginning that the Mishnah Daf Yud is going to say that you do B'dikas Chametz Or Darbasser again by Shachris. Same idea. Shachris Mispal Shev Misfada, Mus Mispal Shev Misfada, Bemilch Mispal Shev Misfada, but Marvis Mispal Shev. Oh wait, actually Marvis be different. So by the Arvim Kippur, which is the first Marv, Shachris Musaf Milch Yidavin seven. Shmenes or seven brachas, and you do vidu by all of them, respectively. But Arvis, here's a key side point. Once we're going to the price, we're going to quote this then. But Arvis mispal main Shmenes, whereas by Arvis, we don't do seven. We do, this is what we do till today. We actually do, we don't do main Shmenes, right? We do Shmenes, right? Main Shmenes means like the Havinenu, like the British version. We do, you do main Shmenes, main Shmenes, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, no, Mavaisa, we send name his father, mispal Shmeina Asr Shleimus. You don't do Me'ein Shmeina Esrei. Rather, you do the full Shmeina Esrei. The reason, by the way, to Me'ein Shmeina Esrei, Matzim Kippur, everyone's fasting, it's the end of the fast. You want to try to speed it up, let people break their fast. So, Mespal Shmeina Esrei, Shleimus. He says, no, you got to do full Shmeina Esrei. You know why? Meshit Sarach Leim Havdallah B'chayim Nadas. Because you need to say Havdallah, you need to Chanan Tanu. Right? Even if your Kippur falls out during the week and on Shabbos, you still need to Chanan Tanu. And therefore, in order to say Hail, in order to say Atachanan Tanu, you can't say Atachanan Tanu and Havinenu. We'll get back to that in a second. It's a Sugya and Brachas. You can't say Atachanan Tanu Havinenu. And therefore, you need a full Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. But what do you see? The Raya is what we said from earlier. The Raya is very clearly for the first words of the Braisa. Alma or Urtu, Shmoneh Esrei doesn't even go back to reiterate. It's so clear that Ur is Urtu. You start off saying Ur of Yom Kippur, then Shachas of Yom Kippur. Ur must mean nighttime. We have a clear Raya. But on this din of this, on this din of being, you have to say the full Shmoneh Esrei in order to get Atachanan, in order to get the Havdalah. So the brachas, the Gemara brachas in the Chav Tes, the Gemara brings that Kol Shana Kulam Mispal Havidenu all year round Examinenu, except for Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov. The Gemara says, except for the Gemara brachas Chav Tes, I think it's Amud Aleph, that except for Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, you don't say Havidenu because of Havdalah. Mazuch over there asks, what's the problem? Just like incorporate, you make all the brachas abridged. You take out portions of reference to each, to every part of all the 13 brachas. You take out a reference to the brachas and all the bakashas, and you reference together in one long abridged bracha. So stick in Avinenu, stick in Atachanan Tanu into Avinenu as well. The Gemara doesn't really answer the kasha. So the Rishonim over there, the Ramban, the Rashba, they asked the same kasha. Really should apply over here. Rav Chanina Gamliel saying that by Matzah Yom Kippur you can't say Me'ein. You gotta say Shmoneh Esrei because of Havinenu. So over here, they say there's a Gemakot Teretz. Over here, the Ramban and the Rashi answer, even though in Gemara and Bracha seems to leave it unresolved, over the answer that it's more understandable. Why? Because Lemaisa, on a regular Matzah Shabbos, we don't do it. The Gemara Bracha said we don't do it. We're asked, why not? L'chor, you should be able to just incorporate Havinenu, but we don't do it. And over here, you have all the more so, we point out the reason why you're making the short Shmoneh Esrei is because people are fasting and they're hungry. So Adrab, over here, you have all the more so reason that could lead to confusion. So essentially, I mean, the Ritz actually is that Svarash. That comes second. The first Svarash is the Rajma and the Ramban, which is simply that Havinenu is unique and Havdalah is unique. And since you don't do it on regular Matzah Shabbos, you're not going to do it on Yom Kippur either. That is the simple explanation. Once you don't do it on regular Shabbos, it makes you won't do Yom Kippur. The Ritva adds flavor and says, over here, for sure you're not going to do it because the reason why you do it is because people are fasting. When people are fasting, even after a full day, they're more tired, they're even less on their toes, even more likely to make some sort of mistake, to have some sort of confusion. And therefore, certainly on Matzah Yom Kippur, we're not going to do it. If you don't do it on regular Matzah Shabbos, we don't do it on Matzah Yom Kippur. By the way, just a key point that back in the day, they didn't have Siddur. Today, things are different. I'm not saying the halacha changes, but back in the day, they didn't have Siddur. So a lot of things that we spoke about this when we learned brachas, a lot of things that were the takanas they made or concerns they had, like Abi Davening, and Chazos Hashatz was done by the Shlech Tzibur. He's been Masadet Tefillah. So the whole reason for the first part, as we said, was, as the Shlech Tzibur has time to be Masadet Tefillah, he gets Tefillah, gets affluent, in order he could say it over out loud, but really, he might see everyone with Ishmael Esrei, you don't even need a Shlech Shmoneh Esrei. That's back in the day, they didn't have a Siddur in front of them. If you have a Siddur, you don't have that whole idea of being Masadet Tefillah, so you don't have the concern as much about people not knowing Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, a lot of those things have changed, but the general idea, the Halacha is still the same, that we don't say Brit Shmoneh Esrei on Matzah Shabbos or certainly on Matzah Kippur because of this concern of Havdalah. Now the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, they talk and explain that what's Pshat B'chlal, that Havinenu is not incorporated into Havdalah. What's we never really answered the Gemara in Brachas B'chlal, why it never incorporated. So the Talmid Rabbeinu won't explain that Havdalah be'etzim requires its own bracha. Havdalah requires its own bracha. Havinenu is one general bracha. Havdalah has to have its own mention, its own bracha. And therefore, what's going to happen is you're going to have it's almost like a separation in Havinenu alone. You're going to have the Havinenu and its own bracha of Havdalah, and that doesn't stem with the surah of Havinenu. I think that's the idea, if I remember correctly, of Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. That's what he gives the answer to that Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain why not, but that's the answer he gives. I believe, I'll double check that, but I think that's the explanation of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Says Gemara further. Further rise to our Shailu, almost done, until we get to a more Agadatu style Gemara for the rest of the Amud. Tashema, the Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Leili Abbasar, the night of the 14th, this is talking about Benisan, Baikas Chamas Laraner, Alma Urtu, simple black and white Raya. Leili Abbasar. He doesn't say Ar. He says Leili. So you see very clearly what is the Taisha of our Mishnah. The Taisha of Mishnah is Ar, not Leili, which obviously begs the question. So you see, you can say Leili.
He does say Leilis. Why use the word Ara in the first place? We'll get back there in a second. Ella, Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Yehuda, says Gemara, you're right. Say according to Rav Huna, say according to Rav Huna, and according to Rav Yehuda, the Kulama Ara or two. The word Ara in our Mishnah clearly means night. Flay Pligi, that's what Machlaikis. So when we said the word Nagi in Rav Huna, it didn't mean day, he meant night. Mark Yasrei. Piasu Rav Huna Kari Nagi, in the place of Rav Huna, they called the word night Nagi, light. Maybe it's like a euphemism. They used to call night light. They used to call it Nagi. And that's why when he said, when the Mishnah says Arla Basar, he says it means Nagi, he meant night. He wasn't arguing. Vasu Rav Yehuda Kari Laila, and Rav Yehuda Taka held that they call Ar was also referred to as Laila, so he called it Laila. He used the word Laila, but they're both agreeing. What's the obvious question? Vatani did not, my time like Tani Laili. So why did our Tana not employ the word Laila? Says Gemara, Lishamayu did not God. The Tana wanted to use a Lashon Ma'aliyah for Bishur Levi, like Bishur Levi, Dabar Bishur Levi. Laila means Adam, Laila Ma'aliyah Adam, Davar Megunim Piv. A person should never say a Davar Megunim Piv. He shouldn't say something from his mouth which is not, you know, not proper, not something which is negative. Sharei ikam akasav shminas icias the Torah. It added 8 letters in order to avoid lehetz dav maguna piv. Not say dav maguna. Where's that? Shneimer ben behema atayra umina behema asher einan atayra. Could have said umina behema hatameya. What does the pasuk say? Umina behema asher einan atayra. It's 8 extra letters by saying asher einan atayra. The one that's not Torah. Instead of saying tamei, not tar. The Rav Papi steal from his mother. His mother never used to say the word. It's a lie. It's a sheker. She was saying nishtemes. She was a nishtemes. It's nishtemes. She didn't want to say the word checker even. It's nishtemes. It's a certain ni'imus hadiber, right? To say only the, it's not tar. You don't want to say it's tame, it's not tar. We see that the Torah added 8 letters. Rav Papa Amar more. Teisha, 9 letters. Shneimer kivcha ish ashaliya tar mikrei laila. If you have a man who was not tar from carry at night, he had a riyah of a zera at night. But what's the law? Didn't say ashay. Asher yatame says Asher lo yatar. That's 9 extra letters instead of saying a man who's tame. Ravina Amar Eser 10 because vav detar, because the vav of tar also is extra. So you have 10 extra letters. Rav Achav Yaakov Amar Sheshes Rei. The Torah, we find the Torah adds 16 letters. Amar ki amar mikrehu built itar hu ki laitar. So that you have 16 extra letters. We could just said he's tame. He could have just said, a mikra of tumah occurred. Rather, he says, it was a mikra of bilti tarhu kilei tar, a very long lashon of describing not being tar, as opposed to just saying tumah. Now, before we go further, there is an obvious question, which we touched on the other day. We discussed a partial answer, which is, maybe a chazara. I don't remember if we spoke at all the rain on it. But the Avishai Liz, we have the Tana, to Be'er B'Shmuel. The Tana Be'er B'Shmuel, we just quoted as our last final proof. How do you know Ara the Mishnah means nighttime? Tana Be'er B'Shmuel, Leile Arba Asar is when you do Bedika. So he does use the word Laila. And we find the word Laila is used elsewhere many times as well. So it's a very nice pshat that we said Ar, which is a little confusing, and it led us to a whole bottom half of Gemara trying to prove that Ar means night as opposed to Ar meaning day. But L'chaira, we do find the word Laila used other Mishnayas, and the Tana Be'er B'Shmuel uses it for this exact din. He uses the Lashon of Laila. So we spoke out already last week. We spoke out that the idea is that the Balam Ar quotes that Pesach Tverecha, we're supposed to Ya'iru, which Avi pointed out to me after the share last week, that it's not just Stam, a connection that you're supposed to start off with Gishmaka, with Yisrael Mesechta. You're supposed to start off with a more positive, there's more of emphasis in starting off with a positive word. It's Pesach. We're talking about Pesach. The Pesach by Karban Pesach, the Mesechta's Pesach. I know I missed that. The Mishnayis, the Mesechta Pesachim, specifically, is a direct, almost direct remes to start off with a positive. So Dafka over here, again, it's not the Tanah of the Torah B'Shmuel. We don't know the setup of the Tanah of B'Shmuel. But in our Mishnah, in our Mesechta, we're starting off Dafka with the Lashon, a positive Lashon of R over Laila, even though, of course, the word Laila could be used. By the way, on that idea of Tanah of B'Shmuel, the Mefarshim asked, why on earth do we bring 14 or 15 attempts at Raya's, 5 of them stuck, till we got to Tanah of B'Shmuel? Tanah of B'Shmuel should be the slam dunk case. We know what the Mishnah means. Tanah B'Shmuel is a price which essentially is mimicking the Mishnah and says the word Laila instead of Ar. Bring that Raya and you save yourself a bottom half of Gemara. And the answer is what we said before. That it's an idea. The Gemara was the Agatari Ladira. The Gemara clearly wanted to travel through all these different places in the Shas and show the usage of the word Ar and being Raya, even though we saw the Gemara already had multiple Raya's. It kept bringing Raya's. The Gemara, for some reason, wanted to bring all these discussions, bring all these conversations into the mix. Okay, but the point is that we have the Balma'ar, who says that at the beginning of Masechta, we specifically Pesach Devarechu Ya'iru, you want to say a nice Lashon, and we spoke out already, remember now that we spoke this out, at the Raivid points out that it's much deeper than that. No, it's not just that we said the word Ar because of the Gshmak Lashon, it makes Afkmina L'maisa. That what?
that Ur means the beginning of the night. The time to do Bedika is Dafka, the beginning of the night, not Stam, Laila, Dafka, the beginning of the night. When there's still some Ur, there's still some light outside, that's Dafka, the time that we do Bedika at the beginning of the night. And we said it's a big Nafkamina. If a person, let's say, is learning Torah, does have to break for learning to do Bedika's Chametz right at the beginning of the night, right? For sure, he has to make a shame, he has to make sure he's not going to forget to do the Bedika, but does he have the whole night to do Bedika? So equally the same mitzvah the whole night. Take away the idea of Zuizim making mitzvahs, he's doing mitzvah anyway right now, he's learning Torah. So let's scratch that idea of Zuizim making mitzvahs. He has the whole night to do the Bedika. Is there an inyan to stop right in the beginning of the night to do Bedika right then and be Mevatalus is learning? Or no, there's no inyan. So it's a machlaik we spoke out, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, first the Ramah, and we said the lumdus, the machlaikis, is exactly. Exactly this idea. This part we definitely did not speak out last week because I was afterwards that the Peskim debate in the Raif who's saying that there's a stress to do it in the beginning of the night. What's called the beginning of the night? What is the beginning of the night exactly? Is it Ben Hashmashas? Right after Shkia? Is it Ben Hashmashas? Right after Shkia? Or right by Shkia? So Rabbi Yeruchim says, indeed, that's what Raif means. And it fits very well. But we said, there's still are outside, right? Right then? Sash says, no. It doesn't mean at the beginning of the night, meaning right after Shkia, rather means right after, right by Tseis, right by Tseis, which is just interesting, because then that idea that they still are outside, a little bit more fair, because by Tseis, there's not that much are outside, but okay, but that's how the Slach learns the Raivan, that he means the beginning of the night. The beginning of the night means by Tseis, not by Shkia, whereas according to Rabbi Yeruchim, it means right after Shkia. Okay, let's go a little further, a couple more lines, and there's one more piece that I want to speak out, actually the guy by the din of Leid, we'll get there, we start off with. Says the Gemara drop further. Everyone agrees that what? That it's considered Laila, and the reason why we're using the Lashon of Laila of R is because it's more of a Lashon Naki, we'll call it. Says the Gemara, Tana de Be'er B'Shmol, Lailam Ayisaper, by the way, notice this Tana de Be'er B'Shmol, we quoted before Tana de Be'er B'Shmol himself was one that says Laila Ba'arba Asr, again, a proof that Laila itself would not be considered. The first point there, Rashi, by the way, speaks it out, it's Rashi over here. Rashi says, don't think Laila is a negative word. Laila itself is not a negative word. Just compared to Ur is a more geschmack, uplifting word than darkness, than night. But Laila is not a negative word because Tana Be'er B'Shmol himself over here says, Lo Yimisap Adam Lashon Nekiya, and he himself said before, Leili Ab Rasa. So we see clearly that Laila is not mamish, a negative word. It says in Lo Yimisap Adam Lashon Nekiya, Shrei Bezav Kare Merkav, by a male Zav, when he's riding on something, he calls it a Merkav. A Lashon of when you ride on something, you're sitting on something, you're riding it with your feet, you know, over the two sides. Uvishikar Meshav. Whereas by a woman, it first says Meshav, not riding, because by a woman, describing riding, we're describing opening her feet, which is not considered, so it's not as delicate. And furthermore, says Tana Be'er B'Shmol, the Brisa continues, the Pasuk says Tifkel Lashon Rumim, you should choose the language of the wise. My lips express a refined knowledge. My va'imer, what's the va'imer? What was wrong with the first proof? Maybe by deraisa and psukim in the Torah, you have to have a refined type of lashon. Avud rabbanon, in let's say the rabbanon teaching something, it's only when it's something which is part of the Torah, it's got to be like the words of the Torah itself. It's got to be dafka refined. But the words of chamim, you don't have to be so ultra careful. You have to, as long as you're not saying something, you know, obviously disgusting on purpose, it's totally fine. It says Marno, tashma va'imer v'tifch lashon rum. They should choose lashon rum, which is mashma. The wise people choose the lashon of the wise people. That wise people choose a proper lashon. Okay, fine. So deraisas and even the words derabanan have to be refined. But maybe mil d'alma doesn't need it. Says Gemara, va'imer v'das svasai bar milelu. My lips express refined knowledge. That refers to even regular situations. People talking, not necessarily in the Torah itself, not necessarily the chum speaking, but regular conversation. People should still speak in a refined lashon. We're going to possibly leave this Gemara. The next Gemara takes us onto Amud Beis about the different nuschayas of women riding, but we do seem to find that there's a lashon of riding. But okay, but let's just point out one quick point on the first din. So we had said that a woman that has a mapelas at the end of 80 days, we said she has to bring a separate set of karbanas. If it's the machlokes b'sham b'silv, if it's the night of the 81st, is that everybody's man to bring the new carbon, and therefore she's chayav a separate set of karbanas or not? That was the machlokes. So if you jump into the first Rashi on the page, the longer Rashi, top of the page, Rashi in the middle of the Rashi, first he brings the din that a person who's a woman who has a nafel during the 80 days, certainly we dash the pasuk, is only chayav one set of karbanas, even though it's a second nafel. A nafel normally is chayav its own carbon, and the leda we chayav its own carbon, but if it's a teich the shmonim yaim, you only chayav one carbon. Then Rashi later rings, but if it's after this man, you have to make a separate kabanas. But look what she says. Ulubsaif Malays Shaleda Shnia Tavishte Kabanas. That you bring the two sets of kabanas after the malays of the second Leda, after the malays of the Nafel. Meaning, not only do you have to wait, of course, 80 days from when she had the Nafel to bring the Kabanas for the
Nafel, that's normal, but she has to wait till the end of those 80 days to bring the karbanos for the first lady. The 80 days have already been up, so basically waiting until 160 or 161 to bring the karbanos, all the karbanos. And the question is, why is Rashi saying you have to wait till the end of the malais of the shnia to be the karbanos? Why can you bring the karbanos at least for the first lady? Why can that karban be brought right away? Now the idea you'd say is because she's tummy, and therefore she became tummy again now, tummy's lady. So now she can't bring the karbanos. But the obvious thing is, we know that a person is allowed to, a person is able to bring a carbon batumah, they just send it, like a shlich, and you send it to the base of Mikdash, and a carbon can be brought, even though they're tummy, they're not bringing the carbon anyway, why can't this carbon also be sent and brought batumah? So the truth is, that's Rashi Yosef asked this kasha on Rashi. So the truth is, Rambam in Yad HaChazaka writes the same thing as Rashi. Rambam writes, they have to wait till afterwards, and the Ravid asked on the Rambam, again, like the Rosh Hashanah's question, why Taka? Why can't you bring it right away? Rabbi says, no, L'chari, you can bring the carbon for the first Leder right away, and then you wait till the end of 80 days for the carbon, Nefila. So it comes along, the Kesef Mishnah explains, on behalf of the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah explains that Enochanami, in a normal scenario, a person who's Tami, Avada can send the carbon. A person who's Tami can send the carbon, can get a kapara, let's say a person's over is Chelev, and he's tummy. He's over b'chatas. He has tummy. Sends it to the base of Midrash, and the carbon Chelev is born on his behalf, and he gets a kapara, even though right now he's in a state of tumah. But the Torah was specified by Tumas Leida that she cannot bring the carbonos of Leida during the 80 days or during the 40 days by Zachar. She has to wait till the end of the Yemei Tumah. Till the end of I actually call this Yemei Tara, but till the end of her period of Tumas Leida, only then is she able to bring the carbon. So the Torah already stressed that it's makbid on not being able to bring a carbon in a state of Tumah. So if you hear by Leida, this Taka Kepeda that she can't even send the Kabbalas. Normally you could send Kabbalas, Dafka by Leida, there's such a concern. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains in Rambam, and that'll be the same explanation for Rashi, that Dafka by Leida is a concern that the Kabbalas should not be brought until the person is fully Tara. So in this case, she'd have to bring both sets of Kabbalas after she finishes the second set of 80 days, and she can't bring it prior to that.